Welcome to another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, one aspect in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic this year is there was a number of sporting clubs that were going to celebrate 50 years, 75 years, centuries, even 150 years with the Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide had their 150th year, the oldest club in South Australia, oldest footy club in South Australia.
Beg your pardon?
Well, no. Everyone knows Port Adelaide are the oldest football club in South Australia.
Well, I suppose
you're a historian. You would know that, surely.
Well, it's everything's under perspective because I can make a case for Central District footy club being older.
The Central Districts didn't start playing till like the 1950s.
1959.
Yeah, like the first, league game was in the 60s somewhere?
64, yeah.
So how can that possibly, you're that much against Port Adelaide that you've got to find some other angle, there's no way that you can say Centrals.
Well, look, it's not about being against Port Adelaide, it's about being for Central District. And hear me out, let me make my case.
All right, I'm listening. Now, I know I'm speaking to a historian, so I'm sure you're going to give me some very interesting facts.
Okay. In 1870 was when Port Adelaide claimed to have formed, correct?
That's my understanding.
Okay. In 1868, that's 2 years beforehand, Gawler football started. Okay.
Well, like a competition or club?
Just a club.
Gawler Football Club started in 1868.
Yes, and teams from Adelaide and later on Port Adelaide and Norwood would all come down to play in Gawler. In 1872, Gawler played Port Adelaide and won 2-0. So there is some history there. And then around about...
So right now you're saying Gawler Football Club is the oldest club in SA?
No, that's not what I'm saying. There's Kapunda.
Well, Port Adelaide are the oldest club. Now there's Gawler that are 2 years before.
What about Kapunda? What about Modbury? What about...
Where did they come from?
Penola. Even Penola's having 65. So anyway, to continue my talk about Gawler, in the league competition, the SNFL, back then was known as the SAFA, South Australian Football Association, and... the strongholds were Port Adelaide, Norwood, and South Adelaide, and there was an Adelaide there, and then later West Adelaide and West Owens, and North joined later on, and then sort of Sturt in 1901 and Glenelg in 2021. So you look at Gawler now. Now, they did play in the SAFA competition from 1887 to 1891 for 4 seasons. And it was difficult. The city teams complained about having to travel all the way to Gawler.
So nothing's changed.
No, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. And
mind you, it would have been a lot harder to get to Gawler back then.
Well, they had the choo-choo train from 1857. So, yeah, you never know with these things. It was only a day journey from Adelaide to Gawler in the best of times anyhow. But what they did in Gawler is they struggled to get players for depth. So they started up what was called the Gawler Junior Football League or Association in 1889 to supply players for the Gawler League team. And the three clubs that started the competition was Gawler South, which is now South Gawler, Williston and Gawler Central. Now, obviously the Gawler team struggled with teams not wanting to come to Gawler, so they expected Gawler to always travel away to play games. And, look, it just lost a lot of appeal for the Gawler club. So the Gawler competition became the Gawler Football League, and that went from strength to strength. Roseworthy College joined. Other teams in the journey, Salisbury, Hamley Bridge, Williamstown, Lindock, they all come in and out of the Gawler competition over the years. But then... In the 1950s, after Playford set up Elizabeth, they then decided on having a football team, a league football team, in the area, which ended up being called Central District, and it started in 1959. And the majority of the players came from, it was started by the Gawler League, which by that time had new clubs from Salisbury North and Elizabeth and Elizabeth North. So it was a win-win for the competition, for the league competition to do that, to have a ready-made group of players to form a league team. So that's how Central District formed. So
you're saying then, because the Gawler Football Club started in 1868 and all of that history, nearly 90 years, and then Central District sprung from that competition.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not using it as an evidential process. What I'm doing is theorising and bringing together the facts to let the individual make their own mind up. But it's an interesting argument.
Well, I'm not sure if it's an argument.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. But the thing is, you could make similar arguments for many other sports and many other teams. I know there's clubs that claim they're 150, 120, 130 years old because of the name. I mean, the Allied Crows. I mean, there was an Allied footy team under several guises, actually. They formed and disbanded, and then other Allied teams formed in the early SAFA competition, the league football, back in the 1800s. So, and in fact, in 1886, Allied won the premiership, and one of their players was Joe Darling. Of course, Joe eventually went to Norwood and played in Norwood's 1894 premiership, but he got into cricket and he ended up playing test cricket for Australia and ended up as the Australian captain from 1899 to 1905. So, and he played for Gawler in 91, around that period when he was going to Roseworthy College. So, there's always links whichever way you look at it. And do we count Adelaide's 1886 premiership to the current Adelaide club? No, we don't. But there would be some people would like to.
I'm sure there'd be some Crows supporters who would like to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. But what I mean, I suppose there's those arguments about Port Adelaide's premierships as well, because they claim that they had all these premierships before they went into the AFL, and that the Magpies that were still in the SNFL from 1996 was a different club, and then of course they won a couple more premierships, but now the Port Adelaide Football Club is amalgamated with those Magpies and they're claiming all those premierships as well.
But it's clear that the power, the AFL team, did come from the Port Adelaide Football Club. That's well documented. That's clear.
Well, I'm glad you think so. But that's a...
You mentioned Kapunda before.
Yeah, with the miners.
Kapunda fit in.
The mining. They did all the mining up north, you know, the copper mining and all that, and of course, there was a lot of them played footy. And I suppose this brings in another question. A lot of the mining stock, so to speak, are Irish descendants and southern England and Cornwall and those types of places. More Cornwall in South Australia. But it's interesting when we're talking about the oldest clubs, because Melbourne Grammar is one of the oldest clubs, and Geelong from the 1858, the start of football as we know it, with Tom Wills and Harrison, his cousin, and you think, what were the influences that started football? And of course, a lot of Irish miners came out to Victoria, and the start of Gaelic football was very similar to Aussie rules football as Aussie rules developed. And I'm just wondering if there's influences, Irish influences, in how Aussie rules was developed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're the historian, but I imagine that would have to be an influence. But also there was an Indigenous game,
Margaret,
that was played, that people say, hey, that actually had an influence. And I've been to Moyston in Victoria near the Grampians.
Tom Wills was there for a while.
Well, that's right. And I remember driving through there and there's this big monument. It claims to be the birthplace of Australian rules football.
Well, they did play in Bangkok there.
That's right. It's linked to the Indigenous game. So you think, well, I'm sure that must have had an influence. But then some people obviously talk about rugby and some of the other football games played in England. That people obviously brought over with them.
Of course, Tom Wills did his schooling for a time in rugby in England, so obviously that had a huge influence. He was also a top cricketer, our Tom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He might have even played, I know he played intercolonial cricket, which was like state cricket, and he may have played for Australia.
Wow.
And, you know, when you talk about Aboriginal influences, did you know that the first Australian cricket side to tour England was actually an Aboriginal side?
I did know that. Yeah, I did know that. I remember reading that.
Yeah, I've got a book about the tour. It's just amazing that so many of our sporting influences come from Aboriginal backgrounds. And then you look at some of the Aboriginal players that have played Aussie rules over the last 50 years, and they're some of the best, most colourful players in the sense of flair that we've seen in the game.
There's no doubt about that.
So,
and it's now starting to be celebrated too, I think.
As it should be.
As it should be, yes.
Yes, and I mean, I was talking to Sonny Mori the other day. Obviously, the Sonny book had a lot of sort of background information about sports and Aboriginal players, especially with football. And, you know, they're so proud of their ability in sport, and they're so celebrated also in music and so many aspects that really they have had a huge influence on everything we do socially and professionally in this country.
They have, and you know, some people have said, "Oh, there is no culture," which of course is false, isn't it? People, it's our understanding, and it's like back to our original conversation. If I'm saying Port Adelaide are the oldest football club, if it's what I know and understand, of course, but then there's more to be found. And you being a historian have obviously opened my eyes today that football in South Australia is maybe started before
that. It is, but I would have to suggest that Port Adelaide would be the oldest continuous operating team at that level.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because if you start looking at, you know, when did Australian rules football start, there's a difference between playing a game amongst a few people to having an organised competition. And so, like, when did the actual rules get established? When did people play under those rules? When was the first organised competition, not just between two groups, but, in fact, a number of teams? And so when you start looking at that, of course, as you mentioned, like the SAFA competition, that was obviously an organised competition played under a set of rules with a number of teams that had entered. So, you know, all sports have their origin somewhere. But then it gets to a point where, of course, now it's organised and many people are playing it.
You know, there's another side of the coin as well, and that's in sporting names of teams, because in a lot of my research through baseball and cricket and that, you look at the district competition and you look at cricket, they went to the actual district area. So there was a Norwood Cricket Club, which became the East Torrens Cricket Club, which still survives today. Even in baseball, there was a Norwood, and then in 1923, it changed its name to Norwood. And in that research, while looking at that, I found evidence of people suggesting that the Norwood Football Club become East Torrens as well. Heaven forbid if that ever happened.
I can't imagine that happening.
No, I can't either. But, you know, even sort of looking at other early history of Port Adelaide, there was Semaphore teams and others, which were all basically grouped the same. So you wonder where team names actually spring from and whether they're the traditional names that they originally had, or whether there was one Port Adelaide, for argument's sake, stopped and then another Port Adelaide started. I'm not suggesting they did, but I'm using the name just as a example.
Well, as we know now, there's clubs amalgamating clubs. I mean, it's always a sad time when a club will disappear for whatever reason, but you know, history does show us that happens, doesn't it? And things change, people change, the ability to have a club change. Even, you know, your discussion about what happened in Gawler over those, you know, 20 or 30 years, there was lots of change obviously going on in the names of teams and what clubs were involved.
Well, obviously it's linking Gawler to Central District, yes, it's something that we can discuss, but in reality, it's not really a link. It's just a coincidence, so to speak. But it's interesting
it's
to talk
evolution.
About. Yeah. I suppose that's the same as Port going from the SNFL to the AFL. But no, it makes an interesting discussion. There's so many other issues with South Australian sports, team names. I mean, there's one particular club that's in the baseball league that claimed to have started in 1889, 1888, around that time when Sporting Tour came out here. But in fact, yes, that particular club, you know, still exists in name, but the original, we're talking about Goodwood Baseball Club. There was Goodwood in 1889, then it went away, then it came back and went away and come back. But in 1920, there was a definite newspaper articles that a new team with an old name, Goodwood, started. So really, they started in 1920 as a club, but you can still celebrate Goodwood baseball history back to 1888, 89.
That's right. You can look at your, where did you actually spring from? Where are your roots? And that's what you've been doing, I guess, saying that Central District's roots are actually in
Gawler.
Gawler.
Well, on that note, we both agree that Central District are older than Port Adelaide. So ends another Cut Unload Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I don't agree.